Want more stories in your life without adding to your TBR? That's where Audible comes in. I use it for the original novellas, the Plus catalog like Deanna Reborn's Veronica Speedwell series, and those audiobook sales that you can beat. Right now, Audible has a special offer for new and returning members. Click the link in the show notes to see what deal you'll get and start listening today. You're listening to What to Read Next podcast, episode 26. Welcome to the What to Read Next podcast. This podcast is hosted by Lori Amin, a voracious reader of romance and young adult novels. In this podcast, she will share bite-sized book reviews and book recommendations. We hope you enjoy it. Welcome to the What to Read Next podcast. So happy to have you back. Today, I want to chat about Book of the Month and their special offer of two books for the price of one in your first month. Book of the Month is a monthly subscription box that features 5 to 6 books each month for you to pick. These are hardcover new releases. The genres are literary fiction, thrillers, and some young adult novels. Some of the books that I've gotten from Book of the Month are Little Fires Everywhere by Celeste Ng, Eleanor Oliphant is Completely Fine by Gail Honeyman, Final Girls by Riley Sagar. If you don't like the selections for that month, you can skip and you won't be charged. If you're interested in getting this great deal of two books for the price of one, check out whattoreadnextblog.com/bookofthemonth. The cost of Book of the Month is about $15 a month, which if you're thinking about it, a hardcover typically costs $20, so you're saving money from there. And if you add extra books every month, they cost $9.99, so it's a really great deal. Now on today's show. As some of you know, I read a book every other day. Instead of waiting all month long and giving you a 20-plus wrap-up of all the books that I read, I decided to share every other week an update of what I read for the week, along with some sneak peeks on what I'm currently reading. Now onto the books that I read over the past couple weeks. First off, I have The Wicked Deed by Shay Arnshaw. This book is fantasy young adult standalone novel. In the town of Sparrow, 200 years ago, three sisters were killed as they were convicted of witchcraft. Over the past 199 years or so, the sister spirits come back every summer and they lure boys to drown in the sea. This year, a mysterious boy comes to town and everything changes. I have to tell you, I don't want to go into the plot because there's a lot of twists and turns around it, but I really love this book. I love that it was a standalone story, that we got the whole story. We didn't have to get into a series on twists and turns about it, what happened to sisters, and who is actually the sister spirit. It was awesome. So I give this book 5 stars. If you're looking for a quick fantasy read, I encourage you to read this. This is a great book to read during Halloween since it talks about witchcraft, but you can read in the spring too. So next up, I have The Siren series by Lexi Blake. If you haven't noticed, I'm a huge fan of Lexi Blake. This year, she's releasing her early work as a new series, so I've been just diving into her new series, these series, as a first-time reader. This series, the Siren series, is an erotic romance set in Texas. They're a bit across over the early days of Master Mercenary series, which is exciting. I read 3 books in the series, Small Town Siren, Siren the City, Siren and Slave. I give this book 4 to 5 stars, and there are erotic romance, there are menage, there are really steamy scenes. So if you're looking for erotic romance, this is a great series to go. If you're not looking for erotic romance, I would say skip it. All right. The next book is The Broke Hoe by Kendall Ryan. I received an advanced reader's copy in exchange for my honest review and opinions, but the opinions are my own. This is a Nancy best friend sister romance. They were attracted to each other, but they felt weird since he was her best brother's best friend who lived in Chicago. So it was just one of those things where there was a lot of angst, there was a lot of like controversy in their minds about getting them together. The book was mainly set in Indiana, so it was like 3 hours away from Chicago, so there was a bit of commute, some long distance drama happened. There's a lot of angst. This book was angsty, but it was a fun read. So I'm a huge Kendall Ryan fan, so I do love her work, so I give this book 4 stars. Now to my guilty pleasure, which is celebrity memoirs. This is one area that I dive into throughout the years. I love reading the origin story, funny essays of the observation of life. And a few weeks ago, I decided to pick up The Last Black Unicorn by Tiffany Haddish. This was a tough read. Tiffany had a tough childhood with physical sexual abuse. She was in the foster care. She was homeless. She was in a physically abusive relationship. So I admire her honesty and her courage to share her story because it was really honest and raw. But there were laugh out moments to read. So especially when Tiffany talked about her experience with Jada and Will Smith, and how their fame and how famous people do handle certain things, and her, it was relatable. So those were really laugh out love moments. But for the most part, it was definitely a somber book to read. I give this book 5 stars. Now into my least favorite read that I read in the past couple weeks, and it's Laura and Emma by Kate Rudhead. Okay, let me preface this. I enjoyed 99% of this book. Laura was a quirky character, like Eleanor Oliphant. There was a great mother and daughter dialogue. I fell for Laura and moments when she lost her mother. There's the reason why it's my least favorite is the ending. It was abrupt, tragic, and left you open-ended. I'm still ruminating about it. I feel the author did a disservice leaving it there. There was no resolution. It was just tragic. So I hate when I'm anxious and when thinking about the book after I'm reading it. Sometimes I really want, especially books like this, where I just want to have a quick read and just be done with it and not think about it afterwards. This book left me thinking about the ending. I was like, that's the horrible ending. I cannot say this enough. So I give this book 2 stars. I may be harsh, but the book left me unsettled and I'm still thinking about it. So it's a 2-star book. So 99% of the book, it was great. It was definitely quirky. It was definitely a fun read, but, you know, the ending just killed it. So we're going to skip that. I would encourage you to skip this book. Now into what I'm currently reading. So I'm reading 2 books. I'm currently reading Crazy Rich Asians by Kevin Kwan. This is the story of Rachel Chu and Kevin Young, who have been dating for 2 years in New York City, and Kevin invites Rachel to spend the summer vacation visiting his family in Asia. What Kevin doesn't tell her is that he's uber rich. There's family drama. This is like a fun book. I've read about 100 pages in, and I'm enjoying the characters and the drama. There's a lot of different family dynamics. There's a lot of characters in this book. And they all have different backstories and different drama. So it's a fun read if you're looking at the uber rich and famous, you know, people who live in different parts of the world. I would definitely encourage you to reading Crazy Rich Asians. And the movie's coming out in August, so I'm looking forward to watching the movie. I saw the trailer and it looks really good. Now on a fun note, I received an advance reader's copy for one of my most anticipated releases, which is When Life Gives You Lululemons by Lauren Weisberger. This is a Devil Wears Prada novel and it follows Emily Charlton. Yes, that Emily from the book and the movie, Miranda's first assistant. This is the story of 3 friends navigating the intricacies of Greenwich, Connecticut. I am 50% into the book and I'm completely loving it. Emily was my favorite character in the Devil Wears Prada series and I love that she got her own book. So I'm excited to finish reading this book. I'm probably going to post a review on the blog when I'm done, before it comes out. But if you're thinking about it, if you've read the novel or if you watched the movie 100 times, I encourage you to pick this book up. It's actually really good. So what I'm looking for is to actually need to pick up a new audiobook to listen. So if you have suggestions, please leave them in the comments of whattoreadnextblog.com or Instagram me at Laura R as in read, Yamin, Y-A-M-I-N. Now, I want to hear what you're currently reading. Leave a comment in the blog or Instagram me, you know, the information. And I'll definitely be checking out those books for me to read, too. Thank you so much for listening. If you enjoy this podcast, please consider leaving a review on iTunes. This is the best way for this podcast to get discovered and grow to new audiences. Thank you so much for listening. I hope you have a fantastic day.
Are you an author, publisher, or book-related business looking to reach passionate readers? What to Read Next podcast is a perfect place to connect with an engaged audience of romance and mystery lovers who are always on the hunt for their next great read. Now, we're offering sponsorship opportunities. Whether you're launching a new book, promoting an upcoming release, showcasing a bookish product or services, we can help you get the word out. Let's work together to bring your books or businesses to readers who are ready to discover something new. Please visit whattoreadnextblog.com/sponsorships. To learn more or reach out to chat about the perfect sponsorship or package for you. Thank you so much for listening. Your next great reader is waiting for you.